Welcome to Finance Rules, the Eigenberger & Weiner Financial News Radio Show, a monthly podcast that offers insights into some of the top trends happening in the financial markets. In this new podcast show on the Incandescent Radio Network, me and my business partners Michael Egan and Sheldon Weiner, as well as other advisors at our firm, will share insights into some of the trends happening in the financial markets. Helping us host the show is Hope Katz-Gibbs, creator of the Incandescent Radio Network, and let me turn it over to her for now.
Thank you so much, Brian. We are talking about financial planning for the generations with Brian Beatty. It's a fascinating topic that parents like myself are eager to learn about. But before we get started with our Q&A, let's tell the audience a little bit about Brian. A certified financial planner and accredited investment fiduciary, Brian has been a partner at Eigenberger & Weiner since 2006. With more than 20 years of experience in the financial industry, he is a principal of this independent finance services firm, which is experienced in all aspects of investment and retirement planning. So now, Brian, let's talk about the millennials and how we help our kids plan for their futures.
Sure.
So do the millennials need to be concerned about getting started in financial planning or savings for their future, even at this young age?
I would say that millennials actually have to be more concerned about saving for their future because of the changes that are occurring in the financial planning community, as well as the benefits programs available. For example, in the last 10 years, the very last large blue chip company did away with their pension plan. That was IBM. And no one thought Big Blue would actually stop offering a pension plan. And so what the millennials have to deal with is this changing landscape. Not only do they have to worry about the fact that there's no pension plan unless they work for a state or a municipality or the federal government, but then if you add to that the pressure on the Social Security system, we hear quite often these days the conversation about, well, do we need entitlement reform? What I can tell you today is the research coming out of the Congressional Budget Office as well as the Social Security Trust Administrator is that the plan is actually only 75% funded, which means basically they could continue to pay benefits to everyone, but they would only be able to pay them at 75%. With that knowledge, I think it makes it obvious that millennials have to look at planning as though they may get less than the full benefit for Social Security, putting a lot more pressure on them to do their own planning for retirement.
Well, clearly this is a challenge for them because they're young too, right? Doesn't that play into this whole issue?
Well, because they're young, they actually have time on their side. But as most young folks do, procrastination becomes their worst enemy. So let's take, for instance, how much money would it take to be a millionaire or to save $1 million? If you made 10% on your return over time and you set aside about $150 a month, I think it's $157 a month, starting from age 25, by the time you're 65, you have $1 million. But if you were to wait 20 years and begin at 45, you'd have to put away over $1,300 a month, which is, you know, nine, almost 10 times as much money just to get to the same place. And I don't even think $1 million is going to go very far. You probably need several million dollars to be prepared for retirement. But that gives you an idea why starting early is so important.
That's so true. And you have a wonderful graphic that we're going to share with our readers and listeners so that they can actually track that trend. So how, as a financial planner, you work with Gen Xers like you and me and boomers. So how do you engage this millennial generation to get involved or pay attention early?
One of the ways at our firm that we engage the next generation is when they first get a job, we introduce the idea of opening up an IRA for the money they make in their part-time job. Most cases, they're not really needing those dollars that they're earning. Their parents are still taking care of them. So we convince the parents to instill good habits in them by opening up a childhood IRA for their first job. As well, when they get their first job coming out of college, we offer them an opportunity to bring their child in for a let's get started meeting. It doesn't cost them anything. They're already clients. But their child will have an opportunity to sit down with one of the advisors in the firm and actually look over their benefits, enroll in their 401k plan. We'll set them up with an asset allocation strategy. The bottom line is you have to actually engage them and help them early on. We also use a lot of tools in our office, online financial planning tools, online personal financial planning website can be created for our clients' children. And it allows them to know who we are, because at some point in time in the future, they're gonna meet us, and we'd rather it be something that's done in the early stages as opposed to when there's some sort of an episode or event that occurs in life. We also throw events that are fun in nature and ask our clients to bring their kids and their grandkids. Like once a year, we have a family fun day. We rent out a golf park and a batting cage, and we bring in food, and it's just a day of going and having fun at this park. We don't talk finance. We don't talk anything about investments. We just want them to know who we are.
Oh, that's excellent. It makes sense because you're building relationships and educating this important population. When you were a kid, did you start planning early for your financial future?
Well, I'm different than a lot of folks in the sense that when I was young, I would be the type of person where you would find an actual how to make money being an entrepreneur in my desk or in my backpack. Or when I was working as a bartender, it's kind of like the movie Cocktail. I actually had that book behind the bar, how to make money as an entrepreneur, how to be successful. So I was a little different than most people. I tended to think about the future. I kind of look forward with an arc towards the future. That's not usual, but I did start early, trying to think about how I could make money work for me. And that's kind of what financial planning is. Got to figure out how to make your money work for you, because at some point in time, you're not going to be working.
It's so clever, and I think you're a great role model. So when it comes to these kids and not really planning ahead for their financial futures, what can we do as parents to get them inspired to think forward? Because you don't really want to take away all their fun money, right?
Well, you have to find a balance. Obviously, if you put off, known as delayed gratification, if you put off everything into the future, you're not going to be a very happy individual. So you're going to have to find work-life balance. But what I would suggest is if you get a brand new job, you enroll in your 401k plan immediately and set your contribution limit to the point where your match occurs, so that you're not walking past free money offered by your employer. Consider it a raise from day one. That's the first thing you do, is make sure your child enrolls in their benefits program, signs up for the 401k plan, and if you yourself have an advisor, why don't you see if your advisor is willing to sit down with your child and get them off to a good start?
Oh, brilliant. Financial education and balance, work-life balance. I think these are great tenets that Eigenberger and Weiner really espouses to and shares with everyone. So thank you so much for your time today, Brian. We really appreciate you talking about the millennials and what they need to be on top of to get started in their financial planning.
Absolutely.
Okay, you are listening to Finance Rules, Eigenberger and Weiner's monthly talk show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. To contact Brian Beatty directly, send him an email at bbeatty, that's bbeatty, at ebwllc.com. And for more information about his firm, log on to www.ebwfinancialnews.com. Listen up next month when we'll be talking to another one of Eigenberger and Weiner's wonderful analysts and advisors, and we will talk to you soon.